Hi, this is your host, Dale Josie, and welcome back again to another episode of Aging with Grace 55 Plus. I appreciate you being here. And in addition to someone appreciating someone to be here, my guest is John Watson, and he has 25 years of industry and annuity experience, over 25 years. And for the last 18 years, he's used what I love is a holistic approach to planning with managed assets, annuities, and income protection strategies at DPLFP, which is DPL Financial Partners. Without further delay, John Watson, welcome back to Aging with Grace 55 Plus. How are you?
Good, good. I'm just hoping I'm aging with grace because I hit your cutoff at 55. So here I am.
So here you are from Jacksonville, Florida, I understand.
Yes, yes. Hey, this is where people go to retire and shrivel up. The sand, yes.
Retire and shrivel up in the sand.
The sun, come on, the sun does it to you.
That's going to be the new slogan for Florida, right? Retire here and shrivel up in the sand.
Yes, yes, Florida, yes, exactly, yes, yeah. Florida is very interesting. So Jacksonville is very far north, so we actually consider ourselves southern Georgia.
Oh, I love that. I love that. That's so good. Well, listen, we're going to be talking in this episode for the next 10 or 15 minutes about tax investing, specifically around the upcoming election cycle. So where are we, John, in terms of what consumers need to be aware of investing around the upcoming election season?
So like anything in life, you want to kind of keep the noise out, right? You want to, you know, if you have to, turn off the TV. Listen to some music. We were talking about music earlier. Listen to some music and calm yourself down.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, calm yourself down because the markets tend to be, when people are looking at investing, it tends to be emotional, right? And the markets are going to be on a roller coaster, I gather, and especially as we move closer to November. Yes, no?
Oh, yes, yes. Historically, the markets are usually negative the first half of the year of an election because of the uncertainty. Mm-hmm. This year's a little bit different, obviously. Right. It's a little bit of different things happening. However, when it comes down to it, historically, much like the Santa Claus rally, the cycles around elections are usually pretty predictable. And there's a number of articles, if you go online and just do a Google search around markets and election years, you're going to find out that, you know, you want to be in the market. You don't want to sit on the sideline. You don't want to jump out at the wrong time.
Mm-hmm. And that's where your experience at DPL Financial Partners, and full disclaimer, DPL Financial Partners is also one of the sponsors of this podcast series, Aging with Grace 55 Plus. But John, in terms of your clients, I love the idea that you can kind of put them at ease, if you will, because you're right. People tend to, okay, I got to sell. I got to pull back. And that can hurt you. So it's good that you take the emotional feeling of it out of riding that roller coaster.
We've all done it. I'm guilty of it myself. I mean, during COVID, it scared me. I jumped out the wrong time and I lost out quite a bit. I mean, I might not be here right now. If I would have stayed in the market, I might have retired.
Hmm. Interesting. You mentioned a phenomenon a minute ago called the Santa Claus rally. What was that?
So the Santa Claus rally basically is the markets right before Christmas in December usually are very good. So again, look it up. It's a very predictable pattern. There's a lot of the economy generally is pretty good. People spend a lot of money around Christmas. Travel is usually very heavy. So the airlines report well. So, you know, again, that's another very predictable cycle in the market.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And so the same thing with election season, going back how many years and what have you seen over the years around election cycles and how the market fluctuates, goes up and down?
Well, first and foremost, if you're in a really bad economy or cycle in the economy, that will trump the normal cycle. Mm-hmm. However, for the most part, generally prior to an election, the first half of the year, it's usually flat or negative. Mm-hmm. And then when you get closer to election, then typically that last half of the year is positive. And then the year after an election, so we all have new hope of a new administration, regardless of who wins.
Right.
You can go back and look. It doesn't matter if it's Republican, Democrat, or you know, the Whig party. Then you're going to have a positive market. So again, like I said before, don't let the noise, don't let the press talk you into getting out of the market. You want to stay fully invested, and if you need help, staying invested, then that's where certain financial products will come in to help you control your downside.
Well, to control your downside, I gather that's why, and maybe you can explain your holistic approach to planning with managed assets and annuities. What is your holistic concept and how does that help consumers?
Sure. So first and foremost, if you are not in danger of jumping out of the market and you're going to stay in a well-diversified portfolio and not pay attention and just let it go and let the money managers do what they should do for you, then you're fine. You don't need to really listen to this podcast. However, if you feel that you're going to get into a position to where you might have to sell out, you're probably going to sell out at the wrong time. So just as normal, loss myopia with the fear of loss, we're gonna sell out at the worst possible time in the market. Then the next thing you've got to worry about, when do I get back in? So this goes back to the old saying that you don't want to follow, which is sell high, buy low, repeat until broke, because it's a self-devastating strategy.
Wow, say that again.
So sell low, buy high, repeat until broke.
Whew, that's devastating. That
It
could
is.
that could really gut you.
Yeah. And here's the one thing I will say. Like I joked earlier, if I wouldn't have got out of the market during COVID, and got spooked myself, then I probably could retire. I would be retiring on my terms, not the market's terms.
Oh, that's good. That's good. And I think that would give the consumers they'll be able to rest easier, if you will, following that approach, versus wringing their
Exactly.
hands and wondering what's going to happen tomorrow, which no one controls, of course.
You've got it. You've got it. Yep.
You
So
know,
in a
go
market
ahead.
like this, I mean, if you do feel that you need some protection, then ask yourself one of two questions. You want to ask yourself, what am I really trying to protect? Now, if you're my age and you're in your 50s and you're 55 and over, you're approaching retirement, you haven't started retiring and taking income yet, you want to ask yourself, okay, is this asset for a rainy day? I just don't want to see it go backwards. Or am I relying on this asset to provide income in retirement? And there's going to be two different decision trees you're going to make. So again, you're going to have to figure out how you want to do that. So there's a number of different ways you can do this. So you can actually go into something fixed, just a fixed rate, whether it's a CD, a fixed rate annuity, whatever it may be. And then when it comes to income, there's a number of income products out there by insurance companies that are actually really rich. And in all honesty, there's nothing better than an insurance company to give you lifetime income than anything you can do on your own.
I like that a lot. And you've done your due diligence on these insurance companies because at age 55 plus, and now I'm of age, I continually get these mailers every single day, from companies, protect your assets. What should you do? And that would drive you nuts because I don't know these guys. I don't know what
No.
they've done. But not just because DPL Financial is a sponsor of this program, but David Lau and all the other folks that we've had on this series, and now you guys have done your due diligence, and so with confidence, you can recommend these 20 insurance products to generate income.
Right, exactly. And we deal with advisors that do not earn commissions on what we sell. We do not earn commissions on what we sell. So you want to take a true fiduciary approach to what you're trying to solve. And don't get wrapped up in the seminars and the free we call them the free rubber chicken dinners. I mean, typically they're just trying to sell you. And I hate to say it, I've been dealing with annuities my entire career, just kind of by default, because I got hired into a company and I was only with an insurance license. They stuck me in the annuity department and here I am almost 30 years later. So long story short, with annuities, what you want to do is you want to find something that's giving you the best bang for your buck. You want to make sure that it's filling whatever need you have. And if you can't answer the question of why it's filling the need that you have, then you probably shouldn't buy it.
So how does that play into this concept of what is it? FOBO, fear of being left out. Because a lot of people have that sense for everything across the board. And I guess that also comes to their investments as well.
You've got it. Yes. So the fear of missing out is something that you've got to look at with what's happened in the last 6 months to a year, right? Did anyone see the whole AI drive coming through? None of us saw it. I mean, NVIDIA kind of told us that that was going to happen, but nobody listened to them because literally NVIDIA was a they made chips for gaming. Nobody even really paid attention to what they were doing. And then all of a sudden, here they are. Now they're
Boom.
leaders.
Yes.
So, but that again, if you have a diversified portfolio and you have managers that's in there looking at all this and knows that, you have that in your portfolio and you're going to benefit from it.
As we go to our close, and for our guest again, John Watson has 25 years of industry and annuity experience, which he's bringing to the platform of DPL Financial Partners. And more information can be found at dplfp.com. My last question, wrapping up, John, this episode is the whole idea of when you talk about like AI, you talk about this new generation of computers, but there's something, another phenomenon I want to get your thoughts on is Bitcoin. A lot of people are seeing Bitcoin as a currency of the future versus the dollar. Your opinions on that and your informed opinion on that based on what you know, what you've read, what you've heard.
At this point, nothing is going to replace the American dollar as the world currency. We still are the leaders. There's nothing else that's going to back it. Bitcoin is a little bit of an alternative investment. So look at it as like investing in gold. It's very similar. It's a limited supply. There's a lot of things out there about just the security of it and if it's being used for legal or illegal activity. And what we're seeing also is that fund managers are actually adding a bit of Bitcoin to diversified portfolios.
Oh,
So,
really?
yes. So we're going to see that over the future. I mean, I don't think it's going anywhere. It's going to be around. But again, it's speculative. It's going to have a lot of wild swings. So again, that's one of those things where you got to have a very deep constitution to stay fully invested in that long term. But the people that have it and that own it, they love it and they're going to stick with it.
All right, John, thank you so much for your time. John Watson, and I hope our viewers also and listeners heard the fact that he's passionate about client outcomes, which it obviously comes through in our conversation with John Watson from DPLFP Financial Partners. John, I hope you can join me on our next episode of Aging with Grace
Sure.
55 Plus. Have a great
Thank
day.
you. All right. Thanks, Dale.
Bye-bye. As you know, every podcast, I always like to end it with a fun factoid. Today's no difference. For example, did you know there was once upon a time was a medical condition called bicycle face? According to modern facts, the modern bicycle igniting the 1890s cycling craze in America was especially popular with women. Why? Because it offered a freedom they didn't have before, such as easier to travel where they pleased, go on unchaperoned dates, or other activities that they enjoyed at the time. When female cyclists also began wearing bloomers, oh no, under their skirts, which in the eyes of some who disapproved, were a little too close to pants. The popularity of cycling and its implications for women's empowerment, which is, of course, on the side, caused something of a moral panic. Cycling, some medical authorities claimed at the time, could lead to, are you ready for this? Uterine displacement or a new condition called bicycle face. Descriptions and alleged causes of bicycle face varied. According to one magazine at the time, a woman suffering from the malady would usually appear flushed, but sometimes pale. Often with lips more or less drawn, and the beginning of dark shadows under the eyes, and always with an expression of weariness with the medical definition. Again, according to history facts, one physician said that those suffering from bicycle face have an anxious look, an unwholesome pallor. Others said that symptoms included clenched jaws and bulging eyes. Nobody was immune to bicycle face, of course, but women were considered much more susceptible. Theories as to the cause included overexertion from trying to keep the bike balanced, bad posture, or even a more spiritual cause, no riding bikes on the Sabbath. Fortunately for cyclists, the crisis subsided in the early 1900s as the bicycle became more commonplace and hand wringers turned their anxiety towards automobiles. Naturally, a new malady called horseless carriage face came about. Now you know a fun factoid about the once imminent danger of possibly getting what 19th century physicians called bicycle face. Well, that ends another edition of Aging with Grace 55 Plus. Many thanks to my guest for this day, John Watson from DPL Financial. More information is available at dplfp.com, as I also appreciate their support for this podcast series, Aging with Grace 55 Plus, including Jasmine and her team, which makes sure that this little train chugs along as it can. We end again with another quote from James B. Clear, author of the book Atomic Habits. Clear writes, "Good habits make time your ally. Bad habits make time your enemy." So until next time, this has been your host, Dale Josie, Aging with Grace 55 Plus. Please visit my website, awg55.com, to listen to past episodes of Aging with Grace 55 Plus, including purchasing a deck of 35 oversized playing cards for deeper, more meaningful conversations with the seniors in your life or community.